Genius billionaire playboy.
We have a knife!
On your butt.
Now for something completely different.
Hello and welcome to the Knights and Nerds 2 podcast. My name is Chris. I'm here along with
John,
Sam,
and Sean.
And today, as always, we're doing a little news and then we're going to do a recap. This week's recap is going to be Game of Thrones again.
And of course.
We have a list with Sean later.
Woo.
And let's delve right into it. News. Let's start off with the news first. So there's not a lot that happened this week. However, Rogue One is doing reshoots. And I want to say this surprised me a little bit, but it didn't.
I mean, a movie this big is going to have reshoots.
Exactly. And it's, do we think it's in trouble?
Yes.
But
yes.
Like,
they no, think it's in not. Trouble? Really?
You're saying no?
No, it's a normal thing. It's called, like, pickups. Like, they do it in, like, most movies. I mean, you're, like, what, 6, 7, 8 months out from the release date here? And they do it with most movies. It's, you know, you watch a movie or, you know, you film it, then you sort of see it on screen and edit it, and you realize certain things don't make sense. You got to tinker with it a little bit. It's a really normal part of it. Like, I don't think it's too much to be worried about.
But the extent of these reshoots, like, I've heard they're, like, pretty substantial.
Yeah, from what I've read, Disney was not happy with this.
Yeah, they were not.
They were very upset with what came out of Rogue One, so that's why they're going back to the reshoots.
I don't know. The r/movies subreddit was pretty pretty intent in just convincing me this is normal and fine and nothing to worry about or see here. But
I think it's you got to take it with a grain of salt now, because after the Suicide Squad thing, you know, Suicide Squad, I think we can all agree, was in trouble at that point, and then they needed to reshoot them.
Yeah,
so
it might make it better.
It might make it better.
Yeah.
Regardless, I'm still excited to see it. Nothing's going to change my mind about it.
It might have been a similar thing where, like, Suicide Squad, you heard they wanted to lighten it up a bit. This Rogue One looks really dark, and we all know they're going to die in the end. But
we don't know that. They could just go into...
Some may die, some may not.
Yeah,
but they're going to die.
Who knows?
No, but who knows? But it is Disney's. Nobody dies at Disney except for
awesome
parents
would it be?
And long lost.
How
long
awesome ones. Would it be if there are Bothans in this movie and they all survive?
I don't know. Forrest Whitaker made it pretty clear that, like, this is shit's gonna, like,
yeah,
hit the fan.
Forrest Whitaker's gonna
die.
What
are you gonna do when they capture you?
Are we all in agreement that Forrest Whitaker's gonna die?
What if he's already dead?
He's just a Force ghost?
Yeah, stop shit.
I don't know.
Jedi is looking in the past or talking to the spirit of Forrest Whitaker.
It's like
I thought there were no Jedis, right? Dude, there were no Jedi in this.
No.
No, it's not supposed to be related to the Force at all.
Will we see Vader?
Yes.
Okay.
I think they said okay. Yeah.
Yeah.
That's not a bad thing.
No, I'm happy. Like I said,
as long as if he doesn't have a speaking part, I'd be still.
No,
be excited
he has speaking
for it.
Parts. James Earl Jones is in this movie voicing Vader, but the reports are that there are stunt suits for Vader for him to go Force Unleashed.
Hmm.
Just pushing Wookiees and Stormtroopers off
bridges. Like, hey, I'd be happy with that. Finally see Vader, like, full on Force. Come on.
Maybe.
I'd be happy with that.
It would be something we haven't seen before.
Exactly.
Except in games.
Exactly.
All right. Well, they're reshooting, so hopefully things go well for them and Disney actually likes the stuff that they're pumping out.
My only concern with that is going to be if it's kind of like what happened with Ant-Man, where it was like Edgar Wright came in, tried to have his own sort of idea, and then they pretty much like shot it down, saying it's like, all right, you got to follow exactly the plan. Or, I mean, he just quit, you know, with creative differences. So if now they're coming along and trying to make a Star Wars movie slightly different from what the formula was in the past, and, you know, there's a lot of, they're getting a lot of pushback with that, I don't know. I think it's better for them to kind of try to be a little bit more outside the box. At least that's how I feel.
Yeah, they're trying to start a whole new thing. This is the first non-episodic Star Wars movie. It's sort of on its own.
You think it would seem like they're worried that they're not going to get the viewers numbers, the viewer numbers that they got with, you know, Force Awakens.
Yeah, no,
people are going to see it regardless, Disney. Calm the fuck down. People are going to see it.
There's no way it's not a billion-dollar movie.
Right, yeah.
Or at least pushing very close to that.
I still want a good movie, so.
Right, yeah. I think, like, Disney is just doing their best not to do the second trilogy kind of thing. Like, really screw it up and piss fans off. Because, I mean, they started off on a good foot with Episode 7. Like, maybe they're just, like, overly paranoid right now. They don't want to put out a bad movie because that'll just kill them in the end.
Yeah, that's fair. I mean,
eventually you got to put out a bad movie. Disney, I think, already hit over $4 billion this year, 2016.
Oh, yeah.
Eventually, you're going to get a bad movie, and that's the nature of the game.
That's Walt Disney resurrecting money.
Yeah.
Bring the head back to life.
All right, let's step out of this and kind of stay in the box office realm. This past week, Zootopia is the second largest original movie of all time.
Yeah, who would have thunk it?
Right? But it's original, so there's no...
What's the first?
There's no comic. Well, take a guess. There's no
Avatar?
Comic.
It's Titanic or Avatar.
Exactly. It's Avatar. Okay. Without a doubt, it's Avatar. Original movie.
So Titanic is not based on...
Okay. It's not based on any, I think, historical event or any comic or play.
Yeah.
Zootopia, though.
Damn.
I never would have guessed it.
I remember seeing the previews for it and being like, wow, this movie's going to suck. And boy, was I wrong.
Well, did you see it?
I did not see it, but... Yeah. Well, yeah. No, but... Okay, I mean, I could look at it and be like, sit through it and be like, oh, this wasn't my cup of tea, but it was a decently well-made movie. No, this movie made money. The critics loved it. The fans loved it. Kids love it. I'm very surprised about this.
It's like a Frozen.
I love Frozen.
You never would have thought.
Love Frozen, though.
Yeah, Frozen's pretty good.
You heard stuff about Frozen when it was going on. I haven't heard anything about Zootopia.
No, you're right. Yeah. You're right. There's no song that little four-year-olds are singing.
No, there's like nothing.
All the time.
Apparently, four-year-olds are going to see this. So.
Adults can enjoy it, too, though.
Well, yeah.
I know the story. I know the story because I was, I don't want to say forced to, but the book on tape was playing at work. On Friday, so I know the plot and everything that happens in it, so I know what happens, and yeah, adults can enjoy this movie too.
Sean, just to be clear, Sean works with children.
I do.
He's
I work with 4 to 5 year olds. Thank you very much. I don't.
It's not the guys at the factory. Listen to audiobooks of Zootopia. Just for those who don't know.
On the assembly line, putting cars together, you know, listening to Zootopia on tape.
All right, so let's stay in movies. So we're gonna go into a little horror movie section. It's Friday the 13th.
A little.
Well, it's a big one for the horror movie genre. Friday the 13th is one of the focal characters. Jason Voorhees comes out January 2017. It is. I believe the same studio that did the one in 2015.
New Line 14. Cinema still has... Well, New Line? Who bought New Line?
Regardless, the movie's coming out. Another movie, Jason movie is coming out. And they revealed this week that it's going to be a new origin for Jason Voorhees, which, for any of you who know Jason, he died in a lake.
He drowned
in the lake because nobody was paying attention. That's how he came to be.
This time someone pays attention.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. I like the fact that they're doing another Jason movie. I think the original the 70s and the 80s, I think we ended up with Jason 7. No, we ended up at 10. Yeah,
No.
Freddy versus Jason doesn't matter.
And then there was the Friday the 13th from a few years ago. Yeah. We're at 11, right, so that was not 11. Including Jason.
I don't mind that they're doing another Jason movie. Yeah, I love Jason. The most recent movie actually was not bad. If you saw it, it wasn't bad. I don't mind them doing another one. It's just, I don't need a new origin story. You're trying to...
Let's get Jason Takes Manhattan or something.
They did that. They did that.
They did
that. They did.
Why don't we make that one better and then do, you know, redo that one? I'd be more excited.
Jason
than
Takes
it
back Poughkeepsie. I don't know.
Yeah.
All I know is
Jason meets Lake Placid.
They have done an renew, like brand new origin story to now Michael Myers and Freddy Krueger, and now they're trying it to Jason Voorhees, and yeah, no, they shouldn't. The Nightmare on Elm Street didn't do very well. The Halloween was mixed reviews at best, and then the second one just killed it. It was awful. Why are they trying to make a brand new origin?
I mean, it's not like these origin stories were all that great. It's just a variation on They Be Crazy, but
right.
It's a horror movie.
Yeah.
All I want to do is go there and be scared attempt to be scared.
But there's people out there that hear, like, see Jason and freak out just from the sight of him.
Yeah.
We don't need a new origin story, just like generic hack and slash.
But
like,
to be fair, no one like freaks out because of his origin. They freak out because he kills people.
Yeah. Right. So why do they need to do a new origin?
Nowadays, kids freak out over, not kids, but like teenagers freak out over...
Stupid shit?
Not stupid shit, The Conjuring.
Stupid shit?
You know, that was... I don't know if it was stupid. You may think it's stupid because you're older. And I may think it's stupid because I'm older. Like, I think The Ring is easily one of the scariest movies that has come out ever.
In recent memory, yeah.
Yeah.
Saw.
Yeah, the first one. The first one wasn't bad, yeah.
Whatever they ended up at, they were all gore porn, and I'm not into that kind of stuff. Like, I don't need to see that.
Yeah.
The first one was so Hitchcock-esque, it was awesome. You didn't see anything.
True.
You could really say that for most things that have a sequel, or, you know, like the first movie is always the strongest.
Right.
Yeah, but going back to Jason, they're redoing an origin story. January 2017 is when that comes out. So
why don't horror movies come out in October anymore?
Yeah.
Because Saw and The Purge and the Final Fantasy 12, they
Final
all come
Fantasy
out there.
Final Fantasy 12?
Final Destination 12. Destination. See,
Fantasy's
I have all mixed
a video
up.
Game.
Destination and Saw, this like, what, six Saws?
Yeah, Saw has not come out in years.
They're not
going to release 20 horror films like in October. Like, they got to space them a little bit. I'm sure there's plenty of stuff coming out
in September or something.
Yeah, but the big name ones, I'm saying. Like, there's no like big name. Like, I'd expect Friday the 13th to one of two things. One, to come out in October. Two, to come out on a Friday the 13th.
I don't think any
of the Friday the 13th, except for the first one, was released on Friday the 13th.
But why not? That's what I'm saying.
I think it's just a studio release.
I think it has enough name recognition to be released anytime and get people to go see it. October is like the time for shit that people don't know about.
There's a certain audience you want for those types of movies, and regardless of what month you send it out, you're still going to hit that audience.
Yeah.
It doesn't matter. Yeah. Let's face it. If a movie comes out, I mean, we all love horror movies, so if it comes out in March, are we still going to see it? Yeah, probably.
And it's a lot easier to be a big fish in a small pond when it's coming out in January.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
Exactly. So let's discuss another movie trailer that came out this week. It's a little funny. It's Monster Trucks.
The monsters are the trucks.
How did this movie get greenlit?
Sam hasn't ruined the trailer at all, the trailer is about a monster who becomes he is the engine of a truck. and it's like Transformers meets Cars. Am I wrong?
Here's the thing. When I was watching that, the first thought I was like, this is just a Herbie clone.
Yes.
It's just a Herbie clone. Except this time, like, Herbie's not just, like, some weird possessed car. It's like there's an actual thing in the car.
But who greenlit this? Like, just describing this movie just sounds batshit crazy. Like, no one would want to see this.
I don't know, man.
No, I mean, I
definitely not in theaters, but I mean, if it's on TV, no, but, I can't say.
But
no.
If somebody sat down and was like, okay, this is like alien water creature, and he like goes into a car and becomes the car's engine, and then they like win races and stuff, and he like wins the girl because, like, would you want to go see that movie? That sounds stupid.
I mean, a little, but.
What I'm curious about is there's the one scene where he's at the gas station trying, just pretending to pump up the truck, and she's like, nice truck, and then it just rises and he drives away. Number one, why the hell would you, I want to know why he would go to a freaking gas station in the first place.
His exact line is, let me get you some gas, bud, or something like that. So
Does he run on that stuff?
Maybe?
Yeah, I think he runs on gasoline.
Okay.
I need the science behind monster trucks here.
A monster that runs on gasoline.
Makes sense.
I don't know what your problem is. Yeah.
Any comments, John? No?
See, the monster is in the truck.
However, I
got nothing.
They
else.
Do show the one scene where he's driving over like the Volkswagen Beetles or whatever it is.
The monster's in the truck.
One of those movies that shouldn't go to theaters, maybe? It should probably just go direct to DVD.
Yeah, but it's got too much of a cost, like CG cost.
Yo, Danny Glover doesn't come for free. They're not just throwing him in.
Yeah.
You think he'd be too old for this shit, but...
Okay, let's get into some movies that John likes. Ubisoft is talking that, or is mentioning that they're in development for a whole bunch of their movies. So, for one, it's a lot of Tom Clancy stuff.
Yeah. Oh, they listen to the podcast.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, The Division. Is
I have
that
no
a
idea
game?
What that is.
No,
I think that's Ghost
the new
Recon.
One. No, The Division is the
Oh,
the game
isn't that like
just
where they're
out.
Fighting like zombies or something?
Kind
like
of,
that?
No. It's
like infected.
Like, no, it's like a smallpox breaks out in New York, yeah. And the chaos breaks, like everything breaks down. But their job is once like everything breaks down, they're supposed to take over. And I think that's the plot of the game, is that you're just trying to restore order, where like these are all just like you're fighting like roaming gangs of like.
But it's kind of like an MMO, which is kind of cool.
Yeah, yeah, a little bit.
So well, you can play online.
It has like MMO.
Yeah,
so you
and your troop can go around. So you can play with a bunch of people on the server, and then you can run into other troops that you can kill if you want, kind of thing. Like it's kind of cool.
So, I guess that's being made into a movie. Jake Gyllenhaal is signed on, so they have a big name with it.
Is that a good? Oh no, wait. Are they Prince of Persia too?
Ubisoft is Prince of Persia.
Has had a good run.
Well, he's I don't know if he signed on, but he's definitely with it. I think that's the closest to actually becoming a movie. There are other ones. Splinter Cell.
Thank God.
Yeah, that would make a good movie.
That's coming out. Tom Hardy is attached with it. They don't say whether or not
he doesn't
he's
speak.
On
I think that's good. Because movies where he doesn't well, speak very much, like Mad Max, does really good.
Well, he's attached to the movie as well.
I don't know the last time I've heard. Probably Inception was the last time I've understood what Tom Hardy said in the movie. Because there was that, The Revenant, no one fucking knew what he was saying the whole time. Yeah. Mad Max, he does this movie, The Drop, where he's doing like a weird Brooklyn accent. You don't really know what it is. Like,
he was
that movie
Bane,
Legend.
Obviously. He was.
Oh, Mr. Batman,
he
I
was
expect
also
you to
in,
die.
Black Hawk Down. But those were earlier. That was years ago.
But Tom Hardy's an interesting choice there. That I mean, yeah, sure, why not?
Why,
I guess
why
that's
not?
What you do.
He's a hot actor
right now. Yeah. Like, yeah. Hot commodity.
The one thing I'll say is the fact that they're now exploring adding more movies may be a good sign for Assassin's Creed.
Mm.
Because
I think they've already announced Assassin's Creed 2. They did, yeah.
Yeah.
It's on the list.
Oh, God.
Ask Creed 2.
I hope it's good. I mean,
but like the fact that they're already looking at expanding on shows that they have confidence in Assassin's Creed.
So. And I mean, either that or they're just saying it just to say it.
Yeah, like, maybe.
Oh, we haven't even put this movie out yet, but yeah,
we're in talks.
To be fair, yeah, too, like putting people like Tom Hardy, Fassbender in these movies, it's a little bit better than say, you know, Super Mario Brothers with John Leguizamo and whoever the hell else is in it.
Bob Hoskins.
Yeah.
Dennis Hopper.
But no, that'd be interesting to see. I'm glad. Hey, I'm just really, really on board with more Tom Clancy movies. So if they have to be video games in between, so be it.
A couple more movies announced for Ubisoft were Watch Dogs. Ghost Recon and Far Cry.
All right, these are all not going to. Not all of these are going to get made.
No, they're announced and they're in development.
I think
Far Cry could.
Far Cry seems like an easy port, but like,
yeah, that's why.
What Watch Dogs was that the one where that they're the hackers? And
yeah,
stuff?
It's like the knockoff Grand Theft Auto that like just wasn't good.
Yeah,
at anything.
It was like really, really buggy. I heard that game was like really buggy, but yeah.
Either way, they're in development. There's no, at least a couple of them won't make it. Won't make it through the whole thing. Okay, staying in the movies. Dwayne Johnson is cast as Dwayne the Rock Johnson. I'm sorry, he's cast as Doc Savage. I have no idea who Doc Savage is. You looked it up.
It's an adventure serial back from the 30s,
which I'm all for.
Oh, so yeah, I love adventure.
An adventure.
Yeah, like, yeah.
Okay, so it's just your typical
like
rock
movie. Uncharted kind of is like along those lines.
Yeah,
kinda.
But those were like a little bit more silly than our.
Oh yeah, because like every week there was like a new 15, like not even 15 minutes, but like every week there was a new episode. You'd have to go to the movie theaters to see the next one, kind of thing.
Yeah,
they like came before the movies.
Yeah, they were great.
Right. And the reason
Sean's that old.
So I like guess it's I just really... don't understand though. Like, I mean, I guess it just befuddles me that, like, you know, you don't even try to do something, like, a little bit new or different. Not that, like, anyone's really, like, had, you know, their Doc Savage fill in a while, but, like, I don't, like, it's...
He'll remember Doc Savage.
It's just odd to me to, like, revive these things that no one's heard of, and why not just try to just do something new entirely?
You know what would be kind of cool that I would love to see is them to try to do an adventure serial... Like before their movies again.
Yeah, like one of the studios does that.
Yeah, like before Fox's movie, every single Fox movie, they do an adventure serial out there.
I think that's just called TV.
But
it puts asses in the seats.
Exactly. It'd be interesting to try.
I don't know.
That's
a tough one.
It beats like five different Coke commercials beforehand.
Oh, God, yeah.
Yeah, that's true.
I'd rather see an adventure serial than them just, hey, can you guess this thing that we just asked 20 other times?
But, you know, it's funny, though, because did you guys know The Rock is in movies now?
Oh, I did not
know.
The
reason why I brought this up. Do you have the list or should I read the list?
I have the list.
Okay, oh, so The Rock is essentially...
In every movie for the next 5 years.
He is employed for the next 5 years. On every day of the week.
And also has a TV show and like shows up on, you know, wrestling like often too.
Yes.
Yeah.
And he is signed on for a ton of movies and he's also attached. They're announced and they're in development. They're not really released yet in production and pre-production, but John has the list of the ones that are coming up.
What I can only assume is a partial list, but starting off, I'll just go in the order IMDb has it. So in 2019, he's going to be in Shazam.
Yes.
Oh, yeah, I heard about that. Yeah.
Which was last made with Shaq in it, right?
Yeah,
that was Shaq.
Was that Kazam?
No, that was Kazam.
Oh, that was
Kazam. Yeah, he was Steel. There was a Shazam movie, but they weren't. It's Mr. Marvel is the actual character's name, but then after DC had it for a while, they lost the rights to Marvel, and now Marvel owns the rights to Mr. Marvel, and now they have to call it Shazam.
Oh, okay. The synopsis here is a boy is given the ability to become an adult superhero in times of need with a single magic word.
Wow. Oh, yeah, yeah. That, okay, so that's the DC.
So that's literally every movie. Yeah.
So The Rock is in that,
That's like an early 90s movie right there.
Then he's in, and this is kind of a spoiler alert here, but in 2018 he's slated to be in Journey to the Center of the Earth 4, which only means that in 2017 there's going to be Journey 3 from Earth to the Moon.
And I'm all these. I like James, the movies.
These are
I
all
like
Jules Verne, right?
Yeah, I think. So. Well, isn't
From the Earth to the Moon is a Jules
Verne, and then Journey to the Center of the Earth is Jules Verne.
Yeah,
yeah.
And then Mysterious Island is Jules Verne.
Yes. Yes.
So they're basically going. It's like Jules Verne
cinematic
movies.
Universe.
It's like they own.
JVCU.
It's like they own the rights.
So attached to Uku is JVCU.
But yeah, so it's all Jules Verne, which, I mean, I would love to see Jules Verne movies. It's just, I know these, like the other two, they're going to be horribly made.
They are fantastic movies. Oh my God, they are so
compared
good.
To the source material, not so much.
Yeah, but what do you expect?
I expect a good Jules Verne movie.
Yeah, but you expect a lot of money being thrown into that. I mean,
yeah, why not?
Was Dr. Moreau?
Dr. Moreau, no.
No.
That was not Jules Verne.
But it was a scene.
No, that was.
Was that Jules Verne?
Yeah.
Dr. Moreau.
I thought Dr. But Moreau was Jules Verne.
That movie
book, I'm sorry.
Was doomed from the beginning, basically.
It doesn't matter.
It does matter because they put so much money into that. And
they put so much money into it. You think you would get a good product.
Marlon Brando basically destroyed that movie single-handedly.
Yeah, but.
There's a great documentary about it.
I know, but no matter what way you cut it, slice it, it's. It's just a simple fantasy book.
Right.
It's not going to get a lot of stuff. It's not going to get a lot of, you know, excitement behind it. It's The Rock. It's Journey to the Center. It was Brendan Fraser and The Rock.
The Rock can do anything, folks. Which leads us to the next movie, which I'm actually... This actually looks like you just like explain this movie to me. I'm like, yeah, man. Jumanji.
Oh, yeah, they're remaking
They're
going
to redo Jumanji.
I'll
with
side with Sam on
rock.
This one. Movies that didn't need to be made again?
Yeah. Not at all.
Yes,
Jumanji.
Sam, that's right.
I'm
with you on this one.
But to counter that, The Rock. Also coming
out. Yeah, but Robin Williams?
Yeah.
Come on.
The late,
yeah,
great
that's
Robin
a little,
Williams.
You know.
It's a little soon.
Dancing on the grave.
It's way too soon.
There.
Yeah. No, I'm glad he killed himself.
That's
too dark.
So mean. Little dark, Sam.
We grew up, well... The non-millennials grew up with Wawa Williams.
Wawa Williams?
Robin Williams, sorry.
Wawa Williams.
He's turning into Baba Waltos over there.
Sam Adams. It's killing me. All right, next on the list.
Next on the list, Sam's favorite movie coming out, Baywatch.
Did anybody else watch
really?
The TV show?
No.
No.
No, really? I'm the only one? Oh.
Not on purpose, at least.
No, I had porn. I mean,
it was porn.
Yeah, but like you know, I like hit prime porn watching right when like internet porn was at its height.
Oh God,
this is like the first movie I've only like ever gone through. Just be like, okay, who are the women in it? Because like, I don't think anyone.
Well,
really
it's
cares.
the girl who was in
Alexandra Daddario.
So she was in San Andreas with The Rock. It was her
and
his daughter.
And speaking of San Andreas, they're announced for a San Andreas 2, which is also on
this
the list.
This time it's continental.
Yes. But she's in it. Not McCarthy.
No, Charlotte McKinney.
Charlotte McKinney. She's in it as well. The Rock
Zac
is in
Efron.
It. Zac Efron's in it.
The Hoff's coming back.
Yep.
It's probably going to be a small, small cameo.
I would imagine.
They don't want to hassle the Hoff.
I probably won't see it in theaters.
I probably won't see it. I'm going with that.
I think this is the one that's coming out. Like, no, aside from what? Central Intelligence.
No, Central Intelligence. Well, the other one coming out next year. Central Intelligence is coming out this year. But the only other 2017 movie on the list is Fast 8. Which, I don't know if you guys saw the video for that. Or, like, somebody... was like recording. They're filming this thing like in the middle of Cleveland, and somebody's just like, you know, in a street downtown, just filming it, and like they're trying to figure out what the hell is going on. There's like a helicopter with a camera on it at one end, and then they turn and all these like cars are like falling out of a building. Like they're just watching it being filmed.
So then, Cleveland.
Yeah. City on the move.
Well, I guess you're running out of places to film these movies, so why not?
No. So, Fast 9, Citizens on Patrol.
Yeah, it'll be like, is it one movie will be in like Utah or something. It'll just be a road. Yeah. Nothing else, just a road for 3 hours.
Salt flats.
So in addition to that, there's Central Intelligence this year. Then there's a bunch of movies on right now in development. One is called just Skyscraper. Which the synopsis here is great. Plot kept under wraps. Described as a hostage action thriller in China. Then there's untitled Larry Hillblum project. Ooh, it must be like a director or something.
Yeah, usually, or a producer.
Yeah. And the story of Larry Hillblum, founder of International Delivery Service, DHL. I mean, really, really great stuff here. Here's a Jungle Cruise, which is... Jungle Cruise as in Disney, which is also like, yeah, The Rock should be in that. Although I wonder if he ends up making that and Jumanji. Kind of the same thing.
The Tooth Fairy 2 or whatever.
They got that. That was Larry the Cable Guy.
Was it?
Right. Yes. Right. Yes, it was.
What else we got? Rampage, which is, based on the video game? Okay. Alpha Squad 7, which is also kept under wraps. And, you know, some other stuff that
so
probably might not happen.
So he's essentially booked for the next 7 years.
Yeah, if you want The Rock, you got to get in line.
Yeah, exactly. All right, so that does it for the news. We will do a recap. And we'll do the Game of Thrones recap this week. And
with a special guest star, Sam.
Yeah,
he's caught up.
Sam binged not the entire last season, but he binged pretty much every important part last season and every important part this season, so now
I watched all of this season.
Yeah, he's seen everything, essentially, and he's caught up to this season, so now he can actually contribute to these conversations for the recap. Whew. So, as always, Game of Thrones will have fantastic episodes that have a lot of stuff filled in, and then they'll have small, non-important episodes with maybe 25 seconds of really important stuff.
And that was this week.
Actually, yeah. Before we get... I just want to apologize, because I think on last week's podcast, I made a very distinct promise of there's no way HBO will have a new episode on this weekend, having no idea. And no, they actually, Sunday night, yeah, they had a new episode. Though, oddly enough, Preacher wasn't on, even though it was only the first episode the week before. But getting back to that, HBO just hides a character who's been gone since the second episode and just brings them back over Memorial Day weekend.
Yep.
The ball's on them.
Yep. So as John mentioned, if you don't know who we're talking about, Benjen Stark came back.
Yeah.
Bran's uncle, Ned Stark's brother. Jon Snow's mentor at the Night's Watch.
He's now like White Walker light.
Cold Hands, man.
Yes, he is rumored in the books. Cold Hands isn't revealed yet. But there is somebody who is north of the wall who is not a White Walker. And who, in the show, he saves Bran from the White Walkers.
Yeah.
And he is, he was, I guess, stabbed by a White Walker blade, was going to be converted into a White Walker, but was saved by the children.
Yeah.
So essentially, he's still human, and he's protecting Bran, and he's trying to take Bran south.
Yeah, I thought the thing with him is, he's, half dead, half alive.
Yeah,
sort of an alive version of being dead,
No, but he's for all intents and purposes, yeah, he's still a man. He's still human.
I mean, we needed another person up north, because this wasn't, the whole...
There's no way she could have dragged him.
What's her name? I can't think of it. Mira just dragging Bran around probably wasn't going to cut the cheese for, a good,
No.
Yeah.
But another important thing is that Bran was having these visions. Now, I don't want to say that they happen in the book, but he does see past, present, and future, so it is possible that he does see Mad King Ares trying to throw Dragonfire over the wall and kill citizens, I guess?
Yeah, well, wasn't it he wanted to burn down King's Landing before Robert got there, and then Jaime killed him before he could do that?
Yep, yep.
Yeah.
And then he showed that, and then they showed references to the Red Wedding. They showed...
They showed a bunch of stuff,
and it was so quick.
I distinctly remember just the Mad King yelling, burn them all.
Yeah.
It was just sort of funny, though, how it was some new things, some things we hadn't seen before, some old stuff. Like
The only thing I could think of with the burn them all reference is like, somewhat like Hodor-esque sort of thing. We're going to end up where like somehow Bran like communicates with the Mad King that... the White Walkers are coming because you kill them by burning them. So, like, but that drives him insane. So he just thinks everybody's a White Walker, which is why he likes burning people.
Yeah.
So, that's what I'm thinking.
The internet has kind of gone, like, really crazy with these theories in the last, like, week or two, pretty much as soon as we've discovered Bran's, like, really the depth of his abilities here.
Yeah.
But elsewhere, you've got. Finally, Arya getting off her ass and something happening there.
Oh, yeah.
Yes, she was supposed to kill an actress, but stopped it. So it looks like she has a heart still. Like, she's still attached to Arya Stark.
Yeah, she's not a nobody.
Not a no-name.
It felt like she was never really going to buy in fully either.
Right? It didn't seem like she was never going to...
I'm just going to say this. Her direwolf is still alive, if I'm not correct.
I think it is.
So she's still a Stark.
In the books and movies.
So she's still a Stark. Because when your direwolf dies, you either die or stop being a Stark.
So Rickon's not a Stark or is dead?
Oh, he's going to die.
Well, Sansa's lost her direwolf first.
Yeah, well, she ends up marrying
Baratheon.
Both Ramsay and...
Joffrey.
No, she doesn't end
up... Tyrion.
Tyrion, that's right.
It was never consummated.
Ooh, Targaryen? Oh, as that's right. Fingers, quick if Tyrion's to Targaryen, then that would mean Sansa is Targaryen as well, by marriage.
Well, by marriage, but...
No, but that's...
And to go off the dire, this thing kind of hit, kind of entered my head while I was binge-watching. But I remember you mentioning Jon Snow as a Targaryen. His direwolf is an albino one. And all the Targaryens are basically albino.
Right. Well, they have, like, light blonde hair. Like, white hair.
Which, if Jon Snow is both a Stark and a Targaryen, would make sense.
Wow, okay. I'm glad Sam is in on this.
I know, right? After just binging all that in a week.
And also, I got the feeling he's not Ned Stark's... he's not Ned Stark's son.
Who?
Jon Snow.
Yeah, no, he's not.
That's such a long theory.
R plus L equals J, bro.
Yeah, that's been happening for 2 years. Get with it.
Okay. It's the hot new thing. Us millennial fucking Game of Thrones watchers like to talk about.
On Reddit. All right, so that's what's happening with those guys. Meanwhile, in King's Landing, Tommen essentially made a pact with the High Sparrow, and it looks like he just committed suicide. No, I'm serious. I mean, it seems like, because they said in the show, the High Sparrow, the Marjorie Tyrell's grandma, whatever it was, she said, "We lost."
Yeah. I don't think we're going to get a happy ending out of this.
No, we won't. Yeah. No, we won't.
Did you know, though, like, horses could just run upstairs like that? That was, like, amazing.
That's what you took away from that.
No, but it looks like Tommen just made a pact with the devil. And it's probably not going to end well for him. It's not in the book, so I'm not spoiling anything. But it just doesn't seem like it's going to end happily for those three. Marjorie and Tommen and...
Well, none of them are Targaryens, so, you know.
All right, don't fall into this trap where only people who are Targaryen live.
No, but the one big thing that they disclose now is that there's going to be another fight. Oh, wait, hang on. No, another trial by combat.
Yeah,
with the mountain on one side. We don't know right now who's the champion of the other side of, I guess, like the High Sparrow, whoever would pick that. Maybe it's going to be Sir Loras. Maybe it's... I've heard some places saying...
I bet you
it's
the chick who said, confess. Like the chick priest, the nun.
The nun yeah. lady. Yeah.
Watch it be her. And
she's got some like
mountain.
Nunchucks ready to go or something.
Oh, yeah. I want Arya. If anything, I want Arya to take down the mountain. Of all the things that I would want to see that probably will never happen, I want Arya to take down the mountain.
Well, speaking
I think
of,
that would be fantastic.
Yeah, speaking of Arya, some people saying maybe Hound comes back. Maybe the Hound is one.
You read
is
too
one
much on,
not
these,
dead,
on these websites.
And two comes back, and three dies. So
I think the Hound is. I think he's gone. Gone. There's certain characters that you would never expect to come back.
I don't know.
Back.
I think it's him, Stannis, and Gendry just enjoying a drink.
Gendry is still rowing. Do you remember the scene of Ser Davos putting Gendry on the boat to escape the Red Woman because she was like sucking the blood out of him to like sacrifice in the fire with
yeah,
the leeches
yeah, I
and
remember
stuff?
That.
He never landed. He's still on a boat.
Oh, okay.
They don't. I don't think they ever show him actually making land.
Yeah.
So he's still rowing somewhere.
At the end of the final episode, after the credits, you'll see, I landed!
Yeah, exactly. Because he's really Robert Baratheon's bastard son. So he's the eldest true son.
He has a claim to the throne.
He has a claim to the throne above anybody else right now. Because Stannis just died and Renly is gone. Gendry is the one.
Floating somewhere in
floating
the ocean.
Floating somewhere in the ocean.
Hey, he's the king of that boat.
But, okay. Let's get a last...
Well, hang on.
Three more. I want to talk Sam.
Okay.
Sam Tarly. He went back to his home to drop off his wildling...
Gilly.
And essentially his father was going to take him in and then, you know, basically shamed Sam into being fat and useless, and even though he has done stuff from which we've seen in the show,
it's funny. It's like he says, like he killed a White Walker, which is true, and they all like laugh at him, and they're like, "Oh, that's just made up things." Like they're in their own little bubble. It's funny.
Yep. Yeah. And he gets all upset, and then he says, "We're leaving," and he steals the Tarly family sword, which is Valyrian steel.
Which I'm sure that's never going to be used on a White Walker.
Which
ever.
Is heart. The name of the sword is Heartsbane, but it is Valyrian steel. And the reason why I mention that is because Valyrian steel is one of two things that will actually kill a White Walker. Three things that will actually kill a White Walker.
Yeah.
What are those three things?
Valyrian steel,
yep.
Dragonglass, and fire.
Oh, Dragonglass is the other one.
Okay. Dragonglass is the other one. Sam actually killed the White Walker with Dragonglass.
What is Dragonglass?
It's obsidian.
Just it's just obsidian.
Oh, it's
rock.
Obsidian?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Like it's they like call it like obsidian. It's like, well, isn't that like shouldn't that be like everywhere sort of? Like,
right.
So right now there's only a few or several Valyrian steel swords, blades, daggers left in Westeros. And that's one of them, and he steals it. So either he's going to weld it down and make it into something useful, or he's actually going to get in a fight with a White Walker again. I don't, for some reason, I don't think the life of Sam Tarly will end very well.
No, he's probably going to die defending Gilly.
Yeah, I don't think it's going to end well for him. I don't, but... That's my prediction, but that's a big thing because he's getting Valyrian steel. Two more. Walder Frey was back.
Yep.
They're at the Riverlands. They have the Edmure Tully, who is Ned Stark's wife, so Catelyn Stark, her uncle.
They have Blackfish.
Uncle is the
nope,
Blackfish.
That's not the Blackfish.
Uncle,
the Blackfish?
Yeah. Uncle is the Blackfish. Who is the Lord of the Riverlands right now. So he's essentially the only one still fighting who's loyal to, if you remember this, the Starks raised an army. And
yeah,
fought
yeah.
The, yeah.
Right.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
That.
So he's the only one kind of still fighting for the North.
Yeah.
For all our perspectives, he's still actually
There's
fighting
been
for
like
the
North. A shitload of like, just, I don't know, maybe it's more this season, but it's like more like people just randomly
yeah.
coming back into
yeah,
the fold.
Yeah, no, you're right.
Or like
you're
random right. strings that are out there that are finally starting to get pulled. like stuff that's been like set up for
we're
a
entering
while.
The third act, so shit's gonna have point. To come together. Yeah.
So that's gonna come together, I think. In the books right now, Jamie is discussing terms with the Blackfish, and for the next episode's previews, it looks like that's gonna be the case. So they're gonna, you know, pick up again where the books have left off. Lastly, the way we ended was Daenerys was leading the call, or Khalasar, I forget what it's called. I think it's a Khalasar.
Yeah, Khalasar.
To Meereen. And she goes off, and then she comes back, and she's flying this dragon.
Giant-ass Drogon.
Giant dragon. This fucker got big in, like, what, a week? It didn't seem like it was that long, but this fucking thing is huge. Drogon is massive. And she's riding it, and she is doing it gracefully.
I kind of feel bad for the other two dragons. Like, they're going to get back. Drogon's going to be huge. They're going to feel super, like, inadequate. Like, yeah, they've been trapped the whole time. Yeah. It's like, well, I guess Tyrion can ride you. Like,
But, That's gonna be big.
Yeah,
it's gonna be a huge. I want there to be like a 5-episode fight at the end of this whole series. I just want there to be like Heartsbane times 8, or Hearts. Hearthome times 8.
I don't know. I'm getting like odd feeling that like when the White Walkers finally attack, it's gonna be such an anticlimax.
It better not be.
They're just
they're
been
really
building up the White Walkers so much. It's just like. Can they deliver on that?
Speaking about delivering, dude, this show is like delivering right now. Like, there's usually like the last couple seasons I've noticed there's a couple good storylines, other ones that are a little meh, and then some other ones that just like kind of slow. Like Arya, I feel like has been kind of slow like the last couple seasons by and large.
Yeah,
but I feel like it's like really just firing on all cylinders right now. Like I couldn't tell you what's like the weakest point. Like usually, like even the Bran stuff was like. Kind of dull and you didn't really understand why it was happening, but now it's kind of been crystallized.
I have a feeling that it's a lot of there's a lot of reasoning behind it. My thinking is that they realize that the books will never be done before this show is gonna finish, so they have 2 seasons left. First of all, next season is only 7 episodes long. It's not 10, it's only 7. So I'm thinking that because everything has been hyped up, one, because the books won't be written, two, because the show is moving so fast that they needed to know what happened, so they're not trying to delay anything. Mm-hmm. And four, most importantly, I think Bran has shown, and I think the producers have found out that Bran has such a big part in the books that he needs to be a major character of the show, even though he's only 12 years old in the book.
Right.
He looks like he's 45 now. So they needed to, like, everything was kickstarted because this kid who started off at, you know, 4'2" has now skyrocketed to 6'2".
Shit, puberty.
And he has surpassed puberty and had 12 grandkids already. he's grown up so fast, but in reality, he's a kid. In the book, he's a kid. So I think everything just got thrown into high gear when they're not stalling. They already know what's going to happen in the books, so why not just push everything forward, finish off in 2 seasons? You don't want it to drag out long like, you know, The Sopranos. You want to end it while it's good and then just finish it off. You already know what's going to happen. That's that. Yeah. So I think it's just a lot of, like you said, a lot of the strings are being pulled from previous characters. I think they're all just going to mix it right in.
Yeah, and to be honest, I'd be very surprised. I think they've even talked about this, that they're going to probably do some, like, prequel shows afterwards.
Afterwards is fine.
I mean, because there's got shitload of just material out there.
I know, but I'd rather just...
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Get it done.
Get like, this done, make it good.
Yeah, get this done and create your own, because the... R.R. Martin needs to finish these fucking books, and they need to finish the show, and I need to know what the fuck happens in this.
I feel like the prequel shows will end before, what is it, A Song of Spring comes out?
Fuck, I don't even know. I don't even know anymore.
Just which is the last one.
He needs to finish these freaking books. All right, but that's my take on it. That's the Game of Thrones recap. Right now, we're going to do the... We have time for the list with Sean.
The list, yes. Finally.
The list.
Okay, so you know, as for those who have been listening, the list, basically I ask, name your top five, or in this case, because we're running late, top three, who basically your, you know, your Mount Washington, yeah, your Mount Rushmore of whatever. This
your Mount Rushmore if Teddy Roosevelt's not on
exactly,
it.
Exactly. Yeah. So this week, you know, top three. Originally, I had it as Batman villains who have not been in a movie yet. But apparently you three had a very hard time with that list.
Yeah, there's a real falling off once you leave the movies.
There is. I agree.
The movies use the best villains
already. I agree. But the thing that I love about Batman is that he's got the best villains. By far.
Yeah, but the ones that all are the same in the movie.
Right. Well, the movies-wise, they're all the same because they keep using the same ones over and over.
No. Dude, like all the sub-character villains are the same.
Okay.
Did you type this up? Are you kidding me?
I'm ready. I am ready. Really? So you guys, are gonna. So
is that
I
a paragraph?
Still have. I have my list.
Speech it's prepared? Printed. It's two pages printed.
Do you want a teleprompter over here?
So I still have my list of characters I would like to, you know, I think deserve a movie, a mention in a movie. But you guys are going off your top three Batman villains. They could have been in a movie. They could have not have been. So, Sam, I'm going to start with
Excluding Joker.
Excluding Joker.
Joker
we're excluding
is
Joker
my number one.
Because everyone's going to agree. Joker's number one. He's the best ever. Yeah, I agree. He's like the best ever villain in general. So we're excluding him completely. So, Sam, who's number three?
So my number three, he has not been in a movie. But I do like him because he's not really like out there. He's kind of like you can imagine him existing in the real world. Zsasz.
Victor Zsasz. I like that.
He's a serial killer. Every kill that he has, he marks his body and stuff. So like he's not like, you know, like the Mad Hatter where he's like, all my crimes are based on Alice in Wonderland. You know, it's
right.
Yeah.
Well, here's the very interesting thing about Victor Zsasz. He's actually in Batman Begins. Very quickly, he's one of the criminals on trial.
Huh.
They mention him really quickly.
Just destroy my list?
Well, no, but I he's not actually a Batman villain in that movie. He's mentioned, so I don't consider him actually in the movie.
You know, whose list is this?
It's my list. Thank you very much. No. Okay, who's number two?
Then my next two I based purely on casting in the movies. My number two, Mr. Freeze. Arnold Schwarzenegger as the Freeze. Yeah, that was a terrible movie, but come on. Those puns were terribly great. Cool off.
What killed the dinosaurs?
No, the Ice Age. I mean, come on. That is just great. So I just love that. So plus, you know, Mr. Freeze has a good story.
Yeah. He's kind of like an anti-hero where he's like he's doing it for a cure for himself and his wife.
Mainly for his wife.
But he's got to keep himself alive long enough to cure her.
Plus, you know, if your name's Freeze, you got to work in like, you know, cryo.
So. Exactly. So who's your number one?
And my number one, the Penguin. Because number one, he has a pretty good story. He hates the Waynes.
Yeah.
You know, he's the Waynes.
Like every villain.
Yes, but Cobblepot is completely different. He was very wealthy and was a huge part of society. And since he became like the heir to the Cobblepot throne, per se, his whole fortune just gone. It's that whole family is just destroyed.
I mean, this is my list, but whatever.
Isn't that similar to Hush?
Yes.
He was a wealthy friend of the Wayne family.
But well, the Cobblepots have always been rivals with the Waynes.
Okay.
But the Waynes actually were successful, whereas the Cobblepots weren't.
Okay. Well, the Cobblepots were successful, but then like the Penguin's dad ruined the family or something like that. But so he hates the Waynes. But I also, Danny DeVito as Penguin.
Hands down.
He looks like a penguin. Come on. He's short, like kind of chubby. You know, you could see him waddle around. I'm sure he's like a fantastic swimmer or something. He just glides through the water. So, I mean, yeah, I think he's really good at that. So that's my 1, 2, and 3.
Okay. John. No, John is shaking his head. Why? Why, John?
I don't really have like a list for this one. Like, how? All right, who's best? All right. I'll give it to you. All right.
Number 3. Or do you want to go 1, 2, 3?
Well, number 1 for me, if I can't have the Joker, and I'd even say just because Jack Nicholson, not Jared Leto. No, I would say Mr. Freeze.
Okay.
Like, that was so fucking spot on. I mean, Sam mentioned this before as far as the casting. Like, the shitty puns. I mean, okay, yes. Are those movies, like, kind of, like, horrible and unwatchable? Yes. But...
I don't know about unwatchable.
They're, yeah, unwatchable is a bad word because they are watchable for really all the wrong reasons.
Yeah.
Arnold Schwarzenegger's Mr. Freeze is very much one of those. Let's see. Who else was good? I'd say number 2 would be the Riddler.
Yeah, Jim Carrey is the Riddler.
Jim Carrey. Yeah, I was feeling it.
I can say that.
I don't think it was like the worst part of that
movie.
I wasn't
feeling the bromance between...
Yeah, Riddler and Tommy Lee Jones.
Yeah. The issue with the Riddler, though, was that Jim Carrey was too Joker-esque as the Riddler.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That was the issue.
Yeah, but the Riddler's always kind of like a little... Like, how would you describe the Riddler as, like, different from the Joker?
He's more, like, low-key.
Yeah, and he has it all together. Like, he understands everything, and everything's a puzzle for him and whatnot, which Edward Nigma kind of thing.
Joker's granted, kind of in your face.
Right, right. He's over the top.
Just be evil.
Joker's one of those guys where you get the feeling like he's just as likely to help you than he is to kill you.
Yeah.
Because he just wants to, like, screw chaos. Things up.
He wants right. to watch the world burn.
Yeah. Whereas the Riddler, he's totally dedicated to bringing down Batman.
Yeah.
Whereas Joker is like, he looks at Batman almost as a friend.
Yeah, without the Batman, there would be no Joker.
Without the Joker, there would be no Batman.
And then the Joker knows this.
Right.
So that's why he loves Batman.
All right. Well, number 3 for me would also be the Penguin, but I don't want to talk about Danny DeVito. I want to talk about Burgess Meredith.
You know, that was a good Penguin.
I really just enjoyed the shit out of those. The Batman series and movie from the, what's that, 60s and 70s?
Yeah, the Adam West movie.
We've all known John to dance the Bat Tussie. Just on cue.
No, I got nothing else. Go, Chris.
Okay,
Chris. Right. Number three.
I didn't want to do mainstream, so I kind of thought what I would think would be the best going forward.
Okay.
If that makes any sense. For this one, number 3, Ra's al Ghul.
Okay.
I think he's good. Meticulous. It's a very well thought out plan that he has.
Yeah.
In all the things that he tries to do, or at least it seems like it. So,
and he's not like pure evil. He thinks he's doing good. But
yeah, and that's kind of like a hard one to topple, because if somebody who just wants to be bad, you know, that's their goal. But if somebody thinks that they're doing good, they'll try to strive to make
plus
it happen.
He respects Batman.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. And
he calls him detective? He calls him detective, right?
I think so. I'm trying to remember.
See, I think there's like childish villains and then ones that are adults who kind of know what they're doing.
Yeah.
And who will actually cause you problems. And this is one of those.
He wants Batman to be a part of, was it the Legion of Shadows?
Yeah.
He wants him to be his heir.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But, you know.
That's why just a mixture of everything like that. I think even though he was in the show or in the movies.
He was an Arrow.
He was an Arrow too. Yeah, and he was in the movies. I think just even,
I think it was
forgettable in Batman Begins, but it wasn't.
He wasn't really a villain. He wasn't Ra's al Ghul.
Like, exactly.
He didn't have his Lazarus pit. Like
in the show they did, but not in the movie.
But in the movie he didn't. And
yeah,
like,
but those movies were kind of going for a more realistic yeah. vibe to them.
I know.
I think, but I think if you really went comic, Ra's al Ghul would be a good one. Definitely. Of the top three villains. Okay. I think, but that's just my list again.
Okay, number two.
Number two, we will see him. I think Jason Todd.
Okay.
Red Hood.
Yep.
Robin. Mm-hmm. Killed. Well, supposedly killed. And then comes back and finds out that he was not, his death wasn't.
It was avenged. Exaggerated.
He wasn't yeah. avenged,
right?
Essentially, right. And then, you know, he knows all of the training techniques of Batman, so he knows everything that is Batman because he was Robin. He knows everything, and that's kind of the worst person you want to have against you. Somebody who knows every single thing about you. So I think that.
And then he ends up taking the mantle of the Joker.
Does he?
Yes,
oh, I didn't
does.
Even know that.
Jason Todd takes the mantle of the Joker after the Red Hood.
I thought it was the Red Hood. Well, I want to stay Red Hood. I don't want to go Joker.
Okay,
we'll just stay Red Hood. I think that's one of the better, I guess, overall story arcs, if you were to even consider it for a movie, which it seems like they're doing.
Well, they did an animated movie about it, so.
Oh, did they? I did. Yeah, see, I don't watch the anime.
Is he the villain in Arkham City too?
Is he?
Or Arkham Knight?
Arkham
Sorry.
Knight. I see, I haven't played past City.
Yeah, me neither.
Oh, see, I don't do any of this stuff. But the animated
movies.
Shows I don't watch, anime movies I don't watch, and the games I don't play. But just from what I know of him, I think that's a good villain.
Okay, number one. Then.
Number one. I think, even though he was in the movie, I think Bane is the best comic book villain.
Which one? Talking Tom Hardy Bane, or, you know.
A nice mix of the two would
comic
be nice.
Comic Bane.
Yeah.
Comic
super
Bane.
Smart, super strong.
Super smart, super strong. The one who broke Batman.
Yeah.
That's the one who I think is the best villain.
Not the James Bond villain.
No.
No, I say that because he's like, no, Mr. Batman,
I expect you to die. No,
yeah,
no.
He was totally a James Bond villain, but they.
I thought Tom Hardy did a pretty good job of it, but I didn't want to say his best. It was what I guess I would have expected. Definitely better than the Poison Ivy Bane and whatever movie was.
Yeah.
But yeah, that
was another Batman and Robin right there.
Yeah. You have intelligence, you have strength against somebody who also has intelligence, strength, and.
He has a good backstory, too.
He's a great backstory. And
that was ruined by The Dark Knight Rises. He basically became a lackey
again.
It was.
If you put the production quality and the money from Batman Begins into Poison Ivy, what the hell is that movie called?
Batman and Robin.
If you put it into that with the Bane storyline, okay. I get
Make
it.
Bane not a lackey.
Well,
yeah.
Okay, Batman and Robin
Make
had
Bane
a big
great again.
Make Bane great again. But I think Bane, number one, intelligence, strength against intelligence, strength with Batman. I think you got the best. I would even put him against the Joker as being the top one. I think when you associate Batman, you associate Batman Joker. But I think if you put Bane in there as well, I wouldn't think that they were different.
Yeah.
I would say that Batman Joker.
I feel like Bane is in the same, like, setting as what's his name, Doomsday, where he was totally designed just to kill the hero, and
yeah,
that's the reason why they exist, purely based on that.
But Bane is a really good villain, though.
That's what I'm saying. Regardless of creation,
yeah,
villains. We're talking villains.
It's not whether or not
you're created specifically for Batman.
I'm just saying.
It seems like every Batman villain is either one of Bruce Wayne's friends or former friends. That's it.
I'm just saying.
You look at the list of all the characters on Wikipedia of Batman, half of them are related or friends of the Wayne family.
Well, who isn't in Gotham? So.
That's the thing.
Point. That's the point. Like, but, yeah, no, okay, so.
That's why it's tough. All right.
No, most of those were in movies, which are fine.
All right, Sean.
I have my list. It's
a fucking great list you've been talking up.
Oh, yeah. Oh, great list.
Your paragraph.
Well, first of all, what I want, I have my honorable mention on here.
So you did the actual, like, the homework assignment.
I did the actual homework assignment of characters who are not in a movie that I would love to see in a movie. So my honorable mention is Killer Croc.
Because I was thinking that too.
Because he is in Suicide Squad, so we haven't seen what he is in that movie yet. So I threw that in as an honorable mention because this is a guy who's got a genetic disease where he's basically reverse mutation where he looks like a crocodile. He starts as a sideshow and starts hating people and stuff.
And he eats people.
And now he eats people. So I think that's cool. I mean, as a standalone villain, no. But I think as a movie where you have two or three villains, he works. And I'm interested to see how they do with him in Suicide Squad because he is a big name in Batman. Now, my list... Starting at number 5, John, you'd love this. I have Man-Bat. I have Man-Bat. You have to have Man-Bat. Man-Bat's cool. He's a geneticist who's testing on bats, basically loves bats, and realizes that they're the, you know...
Like baseball
and
bats?
And he tries to fix his own hearing.
Right, and becomes Man-Bat. Then he becomes obsessed with it, and he wants to basically become just Man-Bat.
Yeah.
Blah, blah, blah. Number 4, I have Clayface, which is kind of like an out there villain because, you know, he basically can change his shape and like what he looks
like. Anyone.
Basically be anyone because of this forced mutation on him. For the Batman movies, it looks like all the Batman movies, the way they've been going, are they're trying to make him more. They're very realistic, quote unquote, realistic movies. So he'd be very tough to put in that universe kind of thing because you don't really see anybody quite like that who's like that genetically modified. So that'd be tough. Number 3, we talked about him briefly, Victor Zsasz. Because I think that he's psychotic. He's dead inside.
I am surprised he hasn't been in.
Right.
Like these more realistic ones.
Right. He's basically dead. This guy is dead inside and doesn't see a purpose to himself in the world and basically started killing people and marking tallies on his body, like scarring himself, putting tallies of every kill he has ever had. And he's covered in tallies and he's got one special spot for the Batman.
And speaking of people who know Wayne, Zsasz comes from a rich family.
Right.
He's basically the opposite of Wayne.
How he lost all of his money?
He gambled at the Iceberg Lounge, right?
Lost it all to Cobblepot.
Yeah, yeah.
Lost it all to the Penguin. So that's my number 3. Number 2, Hugo Strange. The director of Arkham Asylum. That guy...
What is his...
Basically, he's a psychotic doctor guy in charge of... Arkham Asylum, basically experimenting on the inmates and whatnot. Like he's overseeing all the bad guys.
He can like control people through like psychological means.
Yeah. So then like if you play Arkham City, he's the main bad guy in that one.
Sort of.
What I like about Hugo Strange is that he's Doctor Strange, but he's not Doctor Strange.
Exactly. He's Doctor Hugo Strange.
Totally different.
My number 1 is a personal favorite of mine, and no, this guy I've wanted him to be in the Dark Knight trilogy somehow.
The suspension
somewhere.
Of disbelief.
No, this one's good though. This isn't like genetically modified or anything. This is like down the road the line of Two-Face. I want the ventriloquist to be in one of these movies. Now, that sounds, for the people who don't know who the ventriloquist
really?
Is.
I don't know the ventriloquist.
So basically, he's like this weak dude who's like, he can't even hurt a fly, but he's got a ventriloquist dummy named Scarface. And who he is, he basically has multiple personalities where he uses his violent side through the dummy Scarface. So he's not really a super villain. He's more of a... crime boss, which makes him more realistic because you're not talking about
there's an element of like
is the dummy real
like because Scarface was a real person and he died and the ventriloquist insists that he's possessed by Scarface.
But I mean it'd be a very easy way to introduce
aren't there multiple like
ventriloquist didn't like
the no, original no, it's, one. It's
the original one, I thought, died, and then somebody else took over the mantle.
So Arnold Wesker is the ventriloquist. But yeah, he took on the dummy after killing the guy who carved it in prison. So he took on, like, the guy carved out the ventriloquist. He took it on. So that is my list of Batman villains I would like to see in a movie. So,
all right.
Well, while we're talking about Batman, just really quick here.
Okay.
I guess it's sort of an addendum to the news, but Ben Affleck this week came out saying the Batman movie he's going to direct or produce or whatever is going to be an original story. Just thoughts and prayers that this original story is the Mad Max sort of scene in Batman versus Superman where he's fighting off aliens in a trench coat.
And not an origin story?
Thoughts and prayers, man.
And not an origin story.
That'd be awesome.
I just want to see that so fucking bad.
That looked like it could be an amazing film.
Yeah.
Granted, an alternate universe, but it would have been awesome.
If I have to see Bruce Wayne's parents get murdered one more time.
One more time.
I'm going to... How much you want to bet? So many freaking bad emails to Warner.
It's like a sequel to Good Will Hunting, where like some like Ben Affleck's character after Matt Damon's character leaves, he becomes Batman, like a Southie Batman.
Oh my god!
All right,
boy, it's the Joker.
Okay.
On that note.
All right, that does it for us for tonight's episode. You can follow us at KON or on Twitter at KON Podcast. You can also send us an email for comments, reviews, topics you want us to discuss at knightsofnerditude@gmail.com. We are on iTunes, and please review us. Give us some reviews, some ratings. Let us know what we're doing right, what we're doing wrong. And until next time.
Dude.
Adios.
Hasta luego.